It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson. Today we're coming to you with help from our friends at KUT in Austin, Texas. We've been here at the South by Southwest Interactive Conference since Friday. One of the big themes here is data, also privacy. One of the big guests over the weekend addressed a sold-out crowd here from outside of the U.S. border. Julian Assange Skyped in from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He delivered some strong words about surveillance.
Now that the internet has merged with human society, this penetration of the internet by the National Security Agency and GCHQ is the penetration of our civilian society. It means that there has been a military occupation of the internet, our civilian space. It's a very serious phenomenon. We and others are fighting back against it in a serious manner.
Granted, the U.S. government might disagree, but the WikiLeaks founder's words resonated with online publisher Katya Presnell.
Well, most of us are in social media and we want to be our own broadcasters and we want to put it all out. But at the same time, it's also scary. He made me feel scared. Like, what is all the data that is collected out of every single thing that I put out?
Presnell said Assange's presentation has given her a lot to think about. And now a different take on data. Near the convention center, we found a large tent with long lines. The lines led up to machines that were making Oreos, different flavors of filling and cookie, and those combinations were determined in real time by data pulled from hashtags on a popular social network. Bonin Bao is vice president of Mondelez International, which manages snack brands like Oreos. I see a bunch of little pieces of cookie.
What we decided to do was build cookies based on what was actually trending on Twitter at that time. All in total, we have about 4,000 different combinations.
Let's choose a couple. Can I choose a couple?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's do Ellen's selfie.
Okay. So it says it's chocolate and vanilla wafer with birthday cake, mint, and blue cream.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
So yeah.
Boom, I hit make cookie.
Okay, all right.
So the cookie's
being dispensed. All right, so I put the top on, I dumped it into the thing, and now it comes out.
This will be the cookie of a lifetime.
That's good.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Such a pleasure.
Likewise.
Thank you.
I'm an Oreo classic guy, but I'll admit it was pretty good. It's hard to overstate the impact Guy Kawasaki has had on some of our most familiar consumer technologies. The best-selling author brought the first Macintosh to the masses in 1984. He's served as an advisor to Motorola Mobility. At South By, he's a bit of a celebrity. We found him surrounded by fans in the PayPal social media lounge at the Austin Convention Center. We pulled him into the hallway for a chat. Guy, thank you so much for joining us.
I would say it's an honor and a privilege.
You've been at South By many times. I know that this is different from other conferences in that it's not a lot of hardware showing off.
In a sense, that reflects that the barriers to entry for a software or a service is much lower than hardware.
But it's harder to be successful, though, right?
But that's not your problem or mine, right? I think, as Chairman Mao said, though, perhaps did not implement, is let 100 flowers blossom. And it's just a lot cheaper to plant the flower these days.
You have helped bring some of Apple's best products to the masses. We're in a really interesting time for marketing because there are companies from outside the U.S. that really want a foothold, for instance, in the smartphone market,
right,
that are having trouble because it's just taken up by Samsung, I guess, and Apple.
The iPhone model is innovate, coolness, all that kind of stuff. The Samsung model is throw billions of dollars against the wall and, you know, you can get in there. Not a lot of companies have the wherewithal financially to do the Samsung model. And not a lot of companies have the good taste to do the Apple model. At one level, it's almost a fork in the road. You either believe in iOS or you believe in Android. And I happen to believe in Android.
Why?
I think Android is a superior phone operating system. I read a lot of books, and the concept that on an iOS device, you use Safari to go buy the book, and then you boot Kindle app to go read the book, I can't wrap my mind around that. Now, that's an example where Apple made a decision not for the betterment of the customer experience. They did that to sell more books. I don't know. That's just short-sighted to me.
I know that you've worked on Google+. This is a social network that, I will be honest, I didn't fully buy into. Tell me about where Google+ is now, but where it's going.
I am merely a lover of Google+. I'm not a Google employee.
Right.
And I happen to love it for the aesthetics. And let's face it.
So it's cleaner?
Yeah, it's cleaner. And I think the current killer app may be Hangouts.
Why?
Well, in one sense, I mean, you can't do a Hangout on Twitter, right? Unless you type really fast.
One more question. Are we in a tech bubble?
Probably.
You don't sound that worried about it.
If somebody really thought about it, I don't think anybody's sitting around saying, God, I sure hope that valuations don't go up. Right. The problem with the previous tech bubble was that there was this body of thought that said that trees can grow to the sky. Well, come to find out, they were wrong. I hope it's a fantastic, the biggest bubble in the history of mankind. Now you just need to be smart enough and have a good enough memory to get the hell out.
Guy Kawasaki, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
There's more from that interview and our South by adventures all at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.